Lekar Blaitam, that Rav Yehuda would not have ripped up the shtar, like say this deal is no good, unless he has a good reason. Most probably you have to listen to him. Yechaze Beitayim of Ikarya, like he saw a good reason why this deal is no good, and therefore ripped it up. Now, Ika the Amri, some say, no, that wasn't the case. But Omalei, Rav Nachman said back to Resh Galusa, that Dardeko Karyo, that you should not know, it was like a young child that ripped it up. In other words, even though Rav Yehuda did it, he meant to say he was wrong. He's like a young child against me. The Kula Yal Malagabu Didi, the whole world against me, Bedino, when it's a question about Din, about Cheshe Mishpat, Dardekininu, they're all called like little kids. Now, Rav Nachman was a big Dayan, he was a big man. So, Melo, if somebody went against him, he held he was wrong. But our co-point of the Maisa was, Hod the Rama Rav Nachman. Then Rav Nachman himself retracted. And Rav Nachman himself said, that Afilo Bishas Matin Mois, Lekonav Leklum. No, even at the time when the Malva gives over the money to the Loiva, and the Loiva gives him a Soda for a Mashkin, even if right then they speak out to say, that if you do not pay me up within 3 years, I should have the right to keep this field, Loyama Klum, it means nothing. Even that means nothing. We'll soon see why, because it's called an Asmachta, you do not really mean it, and it's not Chal. On this, the Gemara says, Eisai Rabbi Rav Nachman. So if the Rabbi was Chayza, so Rabbi asked Rav Nachman. It says in our Mishnah, that Imi Ata Noisim Li Mikan V'yat Shalishonim, Harei Shali, Harei Shalai. Our Mishnah says it is a good deal. Our Mishnah says that when you lend the money, if you speak out with the life and say, listen, if you do not pay me up within 3 years, I'm going to have a right to keep your field, I have a right to keep it. So the Kura, the Mishnah says, not like Rav Nachman. So how could Rav Nachman argue on the Mishnah? So Gemara says, Omalei, Rav Nachman answered back and said, true. Ani yoimer asmachta kanya. Like at the beginning, I thought to say, esmachta kanya. And that's Shana Mishnah. And esmachta means, if I just say, if something happens, I'll do this and this. He didn't really make any kinyonim on it. He didn't speak out 100%. He just said, if I do not pay up within 3 years, then you have a right to keep the field. That's called an esmachta. It's called like you just said it, but you don't really mean it 100%. That's not called a good kinyan. But at first Rav Nachman meant to, thought to say this kind of. That's why first Rav Nachman said the kinyan is chal. Or min yomi, omar asmach lakanya. Rav Nachman said over that min yomi, another chacham, told Rav Nachman not like that. His sheet was, and asmach lakanya. And when Rav Nachman retracted, he holds like min yomi. Therefore he holds asmach lakanya. Now the Gemara says, ulim yuni, Lim Yume, Kashya Masnis, it's a Kashya and Al-Mishnah. If you hold us, Machtas Lakanya, Al-Mishnah says, though, the deal is a good deal. So the Marin says, true, he buys him one pair of says, Masnis and Rav Yasihi, the Yamras Machtakanya. Like Minyumi also agrees, there is a Shita, there is a Tana Rav Yasihi, to hold us, Machtas Kanya. So Nechnami, Al-Mishnah goes according to Rav Yasihi, to hold us, Machtas Kanya. He buys him another pair of says, like this. He buys him, I'll tell you, the Yomalei, Chini Mayachshav. Our Mishnah is like this. When the Malva gave over the money to the Loiva, he said clearly, I'm giving you the money now, but on a condition that if you do not pay me up within 3 years, I have a right to keep the field from right now. When you say a Lashon of Chini Mayachshav, then we see they really meant business. Both the Malva and the Loiva both meant business. That's not called an Asmachta. Therefore, the Kinyan is really Chal. And Asmachta, will soon see Rashi says only when you say D'i. If something happens later, then it will become yours later. Like, if you would have just said, if you did not pay me up within 3 years, then at the end of 3 years, then it should be mine, that's called an asmachta. That's called you just saying words, you don't really mean it, that's not a kinyan. But if you say me'achshav, that you want the kinyan to be chal from right now you mean what you're saying, then the kinyan is chal. So our Mishnah could even go like Rav Nachman, like Menyumi, that asmachta is leikanya, but the Mishnah is talking about what you said clearly, me'achshav. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, Malay, Ma Yenuka, Oh, Ma Kishisha, B'nei the Rav Chizda." The youngest son and the oldest son of Rav Chizda said, "The Rav Ashi, the Rav Ashi, that Hochi Yamri Nadoi Mishmet Rav Nachman. This is what they say over in Nadoi in the name of Rav Nachman. That Hay Asmachta. This case of an Asmachta again, like I give you money on a condition that the field will become mine if you don't pay up within 3 years. So he said like this: Bizmane Kanya, at the right time." So Rashi says, the Avamina means that when it comes to 3 years and you don't pay me up, then the field is mine. But Beloizimane, before the 3 years are up, then Lakanya, then you have no right to keep the field. So Amalei said back to him, Kol midi bizmane konei b'lois mane lekonei. Like, what kind of chiddush is that? Everything is that way. Any time when you make up a time, so when the time comes, that's when the kinyan takes place. Before the time is up, pshita not konei. Like, what are you telling me? Pshita. If you made up a tonight that at the end of 3 years it's yours, so pshita before the 3 years is not yours. So what are you telling me? Tumor says, Hochi kamriso. This is what he meant to say. Ashkechei begoy zimnei. Let's say you met the loiva in the middle of the 3 years. Again, you lent, the malva lent the loiva $1,000. And the loiva gave him back a field, hold on to a mashkin, and they made up that if you did not pay up within 3 years, then the malva has the right to keep the field. Now, ashkechei begoy zimnei. The malva met the loiva in the middle of the 3 years. The omalei, and the loiva told the malva right now, kini, kini, I want you to be kainuit, you can keep the field right now. Yomalei kini, kini, enechnami, then lamais the kinyan is chal. But, in other words, if the loiva told you clearly that, like, I'm giving up, I don't plan to pay you back anymore, you have a right to keep the field, that's a good kinyan, you can keep the field from now on. What about if you meet the loiva, bosa zimne, like at the end of 3 years, when he's supposed to pay you back, that's when you meet him. The Yomalei, the loiva tells to you, kini, that you could keep the field. The kalachar then is, lekani, no, you don't have the right to keep the field. So must be like, what kind of reason is that? My timer, why not? And the chur, if he tells you after 3 years that you can keep the field, he's like telling you, I don't plan to pay you back anymore. Keep the field for the payment. So why do you say you can't keep the field? Tumor says the reason is because, machmas kisufu de kamalei, he's only embarrassed. Because really he has vows to pay you back. Just he still doesn't have the money. It's 3 years now. He still doesn't have the money to pay you back. So he's embarrassed about it. So since he's embarrassed, that's why he's telling you, okay, you can keep the field. But really, deep down, he doesn't mean it. Therefore, there's no kinyan, like nasmachta, he does not mean it. And the Gemara says, v'lohi, it's not true. I'll tell you, the afilu v'goy zimnei, even if the malva meets the loiva in the middle of the 3 years, nami lekoni, also the malva has no right to keep the field. I, the loiva, said, I'm giving up, you can keep the field. Vai de ka'oma le kini, kosovar, he holds that kimote zimni lolech letardon, that the loiva really has that to pay you back the money. Just he doesn't know if he's going to have the money on time even after the 3 years, he may not have the money on hand. So he's afraid that at the end of 3 years, the malva is going to start coming every day, give me my money, give me my money. He's going to keep on bothering you. Therefore, the loiva doesn't want to be bothered, so the loiva just plays around them and says, listen, you know what, keep the field. But not that the loiva really, really meant it. The loiva only meant to push off the malva. Now, if you keep the field until I get the money, it may take me another 2 years to get it yet. That's all the loiva meant. Therefore, it's not called real das kinyan. Therefore, the malva has no right to keep the field. Omer HaPapa Papa said, Hayes mas the case of an esmachta, zimnin kanya, vizimnin lakanya. Sometimes there is a kinyan, sometimes there's no kinyan. What does that mean? Again, in our case, where you lent money to somebody, and he gave you his field, and we made up that if you don't pay me, you don't pay me up within 3 years, I'm going to keep the field. So the shal, does it really mean it or not? So he said, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Ask yechay de koshoshi shichra. Let's say at the end of 3 years, when the loiva is supposed to pay you, you go to the loiva and you find him drinking beer. So, koni, then we say for sure, like the loiva gave up hope of ever paying you back. And he has das 100% that you should keep the field. Therefore, you have a right to keep the field. But what's going to be if you go and meet the loiva after 3 years? To come a haptach azuzi, you see a mamash going around trying to borrow or get money from people. Then lekarni, then we see clearly he doesn't have das to give it to you, but rather he has das to pay you up. Just he needs another day or two till he gets the money together. That's why sometimes yes, sometimes no. Oh, male ravacha midiftravino. Dilma lifchuchei pachte koshosi. No, even if you meet the loiva at the end of 3 years drinking beer, getting shikha, it's not the pshat like he's happy now. He gives up without paying you back, but maybe adarabba, he's worried. But since he has so much worries on his head, that's why he's drinking some beer now. Like Rashi says, like the yayin is samach levenish. Like wine makes the person happy. So since the guy has so much problems now, he has mamash $1,000 to get to pay back. He doesn't have it. He's drinking beer. But not because he gave up hope of paying back, just he wants to make himself happy now a little bit. So therefore, it's still called an asmachto, and it would be like Kanya. Fighting Nami, or else maybe, in the Shachrino, Maybe the loiv, you know why he's drinking beer now, getting shikha, because he knows his uncle is going to give him $1,000 tomorrow. Like he has somebody that's going to give him the money. Therefore, he's not worried he's drinking today. But you have no proof to say that he gave up hope of paying you back. Therefore, so called an asmachta. Elo rad omar ravina. Let's like this. He kopit bitmei vadaikoni. If you see that he's kopit atmei, Rashi says that means, if when he sells his chaitin, his objects, he doesn't sell it cheap. He only sells them at the regular price. Then we see he's not really like nervous about getting money. He's not really trying hard to get the money. Then we say vadaikoni. Then he gave up hope of paying you back. You have a right to keep the field. Because if he really wanted to pay up you the money, he would be trying to sell his stuff for any price, even cheaper. Since we don't see him selling his things cheaper, we say he doesn't have that for getting the money. Omele Ravacha midif for Ravina, no. Dilma may be sober, maybe holds. Ki heche deloi, tisit liyaya. The reason why he doesn't make his utensils cheaper, because if people will see that he's selling his things very cheap, who was in his land would also go down in price. Like people see this guy is selling everything cheap, and he doesn't want his land to go down. Like Rashi says, Shim Yiroi Soy Maktaraka Moya Samechan Kostabapokos, Muzo Karkoisov, his property would also go down in price. And that he doesn't want. So maybe he really wants to get money, just he doesn't want to sell his things cheaper in order that the price of the field should not go down. Therefore, the Maskoner is, Elohomer Papa says like this, E Kopit Barya Vadaikoni. If you see when he sells even his field, he doesn't go down in price at all, then for sure he doesn't have that to pay you up anymore, then you kona. That's the last choice. Then we see he doesn't care to really collect money right now. Then we see he's giving up to pay you, then you have right to keep the field. So Yom Rapapa says, Afa gav di Yom Rabbonin, asmach lekanyo, even though the Rabbonin says no, and asmach lekanyo, like whenever the person says, if I don't pay you in 3 years, then you can keep it, that's called an asmach, it's lekanyo. He doesn't really mean it. But you should know, apoiteki havoi lemigva minor. But it is considered an apoiteki that you could collect the money from it. So now the difference is like this. I lent you $100 and you gave me karka worth $1,000. So the tnai was, if you don't pay me up within 3 years, I have a right to keep this $1,000 worth of karka. That we say is nothing doing. That's called an asmachta, that you're not kona. You have no right to keep the whole karka. But our koponim is called an apoiteki that you have a right to keep $100 worth of the karka. In other words, kineged the chayv, how much money you lent him, that much money you have a right to keep from this karka. That's called an apoiteki. Like from here, you have a right to collect your chayv. On this thing, one says no. Oh, malei rafuna bread, we have nosma rapapa. Mi ka malei kni lugavaina. Did the loiva say to the malva, listen, you could keep my field for payment? Did he say like that you can keep $100? Like, I lent $100. Did he say that you can keep the field for the Gavaino? No, he didn't say that. He only said that if I don't pay up within 3 years, you can keep the whole field. And that's called an asmach, that he did not mean. So since he didn't mean that, he doesn't even mean you can keep it for the Gavaino. So it should not be an apoiteki either. Omalei mazutra bredra morda ravino, vioma knila migva minei. Even if the labor would have said, listen, you can keep this field to collect the money as much as the loan was. Kini, do you want to say it's koina? Why? Soif, even so, esmachti. The esmacht lekanya. This is still called an esmachta. So Rashi says, to hold the e esmachtu. Anytime you say, if something happens, that's called an esmachta. That's no good. The Ritvos says no. The Ritvos says that the pshat is that people don't like to give away their own property. Like most probably this is property you inherited from your father. It's called, you know, Karkasha Yerusha. People don't like to give it away. So even though that you lent me the money. And Lechura, there's no exaggeration here. To say that you can keep $100 worth of this Karka, how much I lent, you should say that he really means. Still the Ritvos says no. But since Karka is like Yerusha, means a lot to you, that you don't really mean to give away. So even though you said it, still it's called an Asmachta, you have no right to collect it. So that's the Kash, even in a Apoiteki it should not be. Sumar says, so Gemara says, Elo apoiteki du gamar apapa. Mahi, what's the case that the papa says that this karka remains an apoiteki, that you have a right to collect at least the value of the loan? The omalei, when the loiva says to the malva, lo yehei lecha peroyin ele mezu, that you should know, I'm borrowing from you now $100. And you should know the whole payment should only be from this karka. So since I speak out so clearly and say that the payment should be made from this karka, that's called an apoyetiki. That's not called an asmachta. That's good. Here you could collect the money. Yeah. So Rashi says, he meant to say, after teich shalashonim, even within the 3 years, that I only pay you back from this karka. This is the case. He said like this, that even during the 3 years, where are you going to collect the karka? Where are you going to collect the money? Like when I pay you back, how am I going to pay you back? From this karka. I'm going to let you keep $100 worth of this karka. And then the deal was that if I don't give it to you within 3 years, then I'll give a knas to myself, you can keep the whole field. So in such a case, to keep the whole field, you have no right. But I call upon him to collect $100 worth of this karka, that's not called an asmachta. That's called an apoyetiki, this much you have a right to collect. Now the Gemara says, who garbo, there was a man, Dizovin le'ari le'chavri b'achrayis. He sold his field to his friend with an achrayis with a guarantee. Omale, so the lakeach said, itofre le'mi noi, if they take it away from me, magves le'mi idi idis, dis l'chor. I want you to pay me back from the best of the best property you have. That's what lakeach, the buyer, tells the seller. But listen, you give me a guarantee, but I want like the best of the best. If the field is taken away from me, from your Baal Chayiv, I want you to give me the best of the best. Omalei, the Moichah said back, no, me'idi yidiyis lo magvim elucho. I can't give you from the best of the best. That I want to keep for myself. Tibina lemekim kamoi. That much I want to keep for myself. Elo magvim elucho, me'idi yis acherim yisli. I'll pay you back from the other idiots. Other good property. Just not the best of the best. The best of the best I'm keeping for myself. I'll only pay you back from the best, from good. So Gemara says what happened was, L'sayf at the end, Torfu minei, that the Baal Chayiv of the Moicha took away the property from the Lekeach. So, and also what happened was, Botka shokali the idiots. A river overflowed and ruined the Moicha's best of his best field. And what he had now, his next to the best, now becomes his best to the best. So the question is, the lakech now wants to take away the best field that he has. So Savra Popla Meimer Popla meant to say, Me'idius Amalei, Vokaimo. Listen, the Moicha said, I'll give you back the best field I have. Not the best of the best, but a good field. Now it happens to be that that good field is still by you, so you have to give it to him. Amalei Ravacha Medifta Ravina, no. Vilei Malei. The Moicher has the right to say that Tiamri Lecho Ano Magvina Lecho. When did I say I'll give you back from that field? Teva Idiyidius Kaima. Only because I had a better field. Only since I have a better field, so I meant to say the best of the best I'm keeping for myself, and then I'll give you the second best I'll give you. But Hashto Kaima Le Idiyus Amokim Idiyidius. But now that the river took away my best of the best, so now the best, the second one that I have, is now my best of the best that I never meant to give you. So therefore, now the Moicha does not have to give him that field either. He gives him the third cliff, not the second. Here. Rav Bashvo have a masik bay Rav Kana Zuzi. Rav Bashvo once lent money to Rav Kana, and now Rav Kana owed him money. Omalei. So he said to him, that Eloi Parana Lecho Leyoin Pleini. Rav Kana said to Rav Bashvo, if I do not pay you back within a certain amount of time, Govei my high chamra, I let you collect the money back from this wine. That's what I said. From this wine, you can collect the money. So Savra Papa thought to say, Ki Amrinan Asmachta Kanya. When do we say Asmachta is not Kanya? Asmachta is no good. Hani Mili Barya. That's only by property. If any reason I say, if you don't pay me up, I'll let you keep my karka, that he doesn't mean. Why? The Lavla Zuni Kaim, like we thought, Lavla Zvor Svara Kamat. That people don't like to sell the fields. Property you have means a lot to you, it's value, it's your father's field. You don't want to sell it. So therefore, any deal about giving away your karka, there we say asmachta is lekanya. Abu Chamra. But here the case was that Rav Kana said, if I don't pay you up within 30 days, then I'll let you keep my barrels of wine. So wine, kivud lezvuni koi, since people sell wine, it's not for that, you have to keep it for yourself. People sell the wine. It's so kuzuzi dumb. It's like paying you up. And here it's not a problem of an asmachta. Here he meant what he said. Even though it's te'i, it's only like, if I do not pay you up the $100 within 30 days, then I'll let you keep my barrels of wine that's worth $200. So here he thought to say, this asmachta is kanya. On this note, Omalei Rav Huna Bered Rav Yishul Rav Papa. that Hoche Yamri Mishmei the Rabba. This is what I said over the name of Rabba. That Kol De'i Lekoni. This is the klal. Anytime you say, if something happens, you do not really mean to do it. Like, you're really thinking that I will pay you up within 30 days. I'm only telling you that if I don't pay you up within 30 days, then you can keep my barrels of wine. But we say you don't really mean it. Because a person thinks that I will pay you up. D, if something happens, you don't really mean it. That's called an asmachta, that's lekanya. There's no real gemir zas here. The Omer Rav Nachman, hashta the Omer Rabbanan. Now that the Rabbanan say, esmachta lekanya, yishno, hoda arya, fahadre peri. Again, the first case, where I lent you money, and right away the loiva gave his field to the malva, and he said, like, if I don't pay you up within 3 years, you have a right to keep the field. So he said, nothing doing. You don't have a right to keep the field. Now, at the end of the time, whenever you get your money, you have to return the karka and also the peris. Vadri peri. If the moicher, if the malva ate the peris, he has to return it back to the loiva. So, Lameima, what do you want to tell me? The sovra of Nachman, mechila betoyas to have a mechila. Even though really, kol zaman the malva was having the field, really the loiva should be moichel. The loiva knows, like, you have the field now. You're holding your peris like a mashkin. So the loiva is like moichel, you eat the peris. Still nothing. Since Lamais at the end, you pay him up, and now you have a right to get back your field, so you're not Meichel the Paris, you want the Paris back. Even though B'Shas he ate it, maybe you will. That's called the Mechila Batoyis, it doesn't mean anything. You have a right to collect back the Paris. For the Gemara Ayv Hitma, we learned that HaMoichel Paris Dekalech Averoi, if somebody sells a palm tree to his friend, the dates, not the tree, you only sell the dates. Some, and the dates are not here yet. Some Rafuna Funa says, if you want to retract before the dates grow, you have a right to retract. But once the dates grew, then in then you can't retract anymore. Then your kinyan is chal, even though like at the time it was, but since it's oimed to grow by itself, we say when the dates grow, then your kinyan is chal. Alright, turn over. Rav Nachman says, "Af mi shabo liyolam yochol achsabay." No, even after the dates grow, still you have a right to retract, because that's called loy bo liyolam. The king is not chal. Now, v'yom Rav Nachman, my dino that I admit, di shamat v'yochol loy mafkin minay. Like at the beginning, what happened was I gave you $10 for the dates on your palm tree, even though they didn't grow yet. Later on, they grew. Now I went and I ate them up. Now later, you want to retract. So Nachman says you have a right to retract. But I call upon him the payrus that he ate in between, we don't take it away from you. So we see Mechila Betoyis is called a good Mechila. You have a right to keep the payrus. So how come you're telling me by the halvor you have to give back the payrus? Tumor says there's a big difference. Hosam Zvini. Here the case is where I bought from you the payrus, the dates. So here we say, if the Lekeich ate the dates, you, Michael, just have to give it back to you. And here it doesn't look like Ribbis either so much. Mashenkin hochal vor. Here it's a problem of you loaning him. Rashi says, Umechtek Ribbis. When it's a loan, it looks like Ribbis. Shemet chila ba'avor bo. Ok Ribbis ketut damya. Ve'nav Ribbis v'dav ba'avor. V'dav ba'mekar. Here, since it looks like Ribbis, that's why he can't be Meichel. Here, Lamais, he has to pay back to Paris. Because really what happened was, I borrowed from you $100. And you gave me a karka. So if I eat the Paris and keep the Paris, it looks like the Paris that I ate is like interest. So therefore, later when you do pay me up, and I